time. Am I be a giver on time? Stop a traffic line. Your future dream is a shopping scheme. Cause I wanna be an arcade in the city. See, I need way to be.
still this appeal that we've kept through our lives. But love, love will tear us apart again. Love, love will tear us apart again.
Ah, yes, Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Before that, The Cure with Play for Today, off of 17 Seconds. And then we had The Sex Pistols with Anarchy in the UK, from Nevermind the Bollocks, and The Ramones with Blitzkrieg Bob, the first track off of Ramones. I think that was the first track off of their first album. So that's quite a way to introduce yourself. And then we had, I think that was the beginning of the set, wasn't it? I think, I don't even know. I'm just kind of lost here in the middle. This is my birthday show. So what's going on here is I've got 51 songs that I decided to write short essays about. Sorry, I'm having microphone issues here. Just moving it back and forth, up and down. And this is the first of two shows devoted to that list. I love lists. You know, all my shows have some kind of list going on, whether it's a list created by whatever I'm watching or it's just sort of something I saw or decided to... This is a list I made up myself, all by myself. I can make a list, too. All right, so that's sort of what the deal is here. Joy Division, I have that on my list. It was just, when I heard that for the first time, I was blown away. It was like a real, like, it was so dark. It was so, there was such darkness in that song. I'd never heard anything like that before. And I began to hear a lot of the music that they were influenced by, Joy Division was, and a lot of music that they influenced. In fact, there was a band that will... maybe hear from later today, or maybe I'll push that to the next show. Like Interpol, I thought they were Joy Division. I thought this was like a ripoff of them, and I was annoyed. And the more I listened to Interpol, I was like, you know what, this is pretty good, so I can accept that as well. Yeah, like the Ramones and the Sex Pistols, I can sort of, you know, those are kind of self-explanatory. That Cure song, I just love the spookiness. That's off of this Staring at the Sea, the singles collection, which is something that was important to me in terms of introducing me to alternative music for the first time. All right, let's move on. Up next, it's going to be this from the Charlatans UK, the only one I know from Some Friendly, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford.
Oh, killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's, well, the mic is too close. That's Swimsuit Issue from the Incredible Dirty record, and before that it was The Pixies of the Monkey Gone to Heaven, and then it was The Stone Roses Fool's Gold from the their self-titled debut, all 10 minutes of it. Hey, we don't cut corners here, you know. If it's a long song, we either play the whole thing, we don't play an edit, I don't fade it out, although I did that once with the Sisters of Mercy song, but I think it was recorded, I don't know, wrong, I don't know. Anyway, before that, The Charlatans were The Only One I Know, so that was our set there. You know, so Britpop in there, and so thanks for joining me here on this show. So basically, this is my birthday show. Happy birthday to me. So what I did is I wrote short essays. I'm going to put that up on my website. You're like, what? What website? So Al 50, look out for your, it'll be appearing in your bookstores soon. I don't know when, but soon. And so it's a special collection. I wrote an essay about each of the 50 songs, actually 51. I added one in the last 12 months that impacted me in some way, shape, or form. Sonic Youth, so that one, that track, that's all about Kim Gordon. That's just like a punk rock chick who's just kicked some serious ass. It was amazing. And that record, even though, you know, it's funny, Dirty doesn't get the respect that Daydream Nation and Goo and the other ones, like, what is it, Washing Machine or Confusion of Sex. Oh, there's a lot to get into. Oh, no, Sister, I think, is the other one. But Dirty, I'm here to stand proud for Dirty. It's a great record. All right, what's going on next? Next is this from Fugazi. So, you know, no show would be complete without some reference to Fugazi. This is Waiting Room, and we're going to hear that from 13 Songs. It's just, so when I was, after I graduated from school and in D.C., I lived in D.C., and the punk scene became such a huge thing for me. And I didn't really understand how important punk and politics intertwined together can be as a force for good. Fugazi was just an amazingly political, I mean, so self-righteous. At one point, you just kind of got to be like, you know, come on, really. You know, it's just going to be too much. But at first, I bought in everything that they did and said, and I just thought that their Ian MacKaye's word was bond. And so we're going to hear Waiting Room from 13 Songs right now, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We'll be right back. All right, 1,000 Points of Light as the outro of Wearing This Together from Nine Inch Nails plays us out. Terrific record. I mean, so Trent Reznor made The Fragile while he was in a complete mess. I think he was actually in the home of the Manson murders. I think that's when that was occurring. And then prior to that, we had Chem Lab with Codeine, Glue, and You from Burnout of the Hydrogen Bar. So that's on there on my list because of the... I was working for Chem Lab's label at the time, and I was like, this is a great... They're a great band. These are incredible songs. But then once I stopped like hyping all that and I started listening to the music, I mean, I didn't listen to it for a while, but then when I listened to it again, I'm like, you know what, this isn't really that great. I mean, it's good and whatever, but I mean, it's not as good as I was saying. Maybe I just got tired of it. Before that, Public Image Limited with The Body from Happy. That's John Lydon's post-punk group, and then Fugazi started the set off. So we're wrapping up here with Ministry So What. I mean, I saw them at Lollapalooza back in the day, and that was I was like tripping, and I was hitting a peak when this song was played, and it completely messed with me. With everything on stage, there was all kinds of like skeletons, and seriously, there was like hair coming out of everything. It's like, it blew my mind. And and I wrote extensively about this, which I'll share on my website, as I said before. So we're going to go out with this, So What, from A Mind Is a Terrible Thing to Taste. See you next week here on WMFO.